Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. This is a great day to worship and praise the Lord. Today is April the 9th, 2011. We welcome each of you, fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. God is so great and greatly to be praised. We honor Father God today. He is our God. He is the one true God. No one can compare to our God. He is holy and righteous. He is our creator. We give thanks to Father God. We will highly praise you, our God. You are the King. We will bless your name forever and ever. We will bless you every day, not just on Saturday or Sunday, but every day. We will sing and give you praise, our God and our Father. I thank each of you for being, excuse me, please forgive me. I thank each of you for being on this morning on Bible Storyland. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. I honor my family, my sister, who comes on weekly, my niece and her husband and family, my nephew, his wife and family, my Aunt Mildred and my cousin Mavis and all my aunts and uncles and cousins and my family all over the world. I honor my spiritual parents, Bishop White and Lady White, at the New Life Temple Church at Jacksonville. I thank and I honor each of you and your families. I thank you for being on this morning. So please forgive me. I honor my friends, my neighbors, each one of you. God bless each of you. I'm so glad you could join us on Bible Storyland this morning. So, Father God, we ask you to have your way this morning. We honor you as the King of Kings, and we thank you this morning for being with us, Father God. We cannot do anything without you, Father God. So we are grateful, Father. We thank you for your divine presence, and we honor your divine presence in Jesus' name. This is Family Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring families today. God created families for love. I honor families because God created them. I honor families for their strength. I honor families for the joy of being together and staying together. I honor families for their protection of each other. I honor families for the support and comfort they give each other. I honor families for the encouragement they are to each other. I honor families for the training of children that they give. I honor families for the values they stand for: honesty, fairness, security, and integrity. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilt. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what is true. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place to live in. We have a beautiful young woman this morning with us. She is 100 years young plus. She's going to sing with us this morning. Her name is Mildred Brown, also known as the Mighty Mildred Brown. She's my favorite aunt. I honor her for the years God has given her. I honor her for her faithfulness to Bible Storyland. She has been faithfully singing with us for weeks. So I thank God for you, Aunt Mildred. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, dear.
How are you feeling
I'm
this
glad
morning?
The Lord, let me be here to listen to this wonderful program this morning.
Amen. You ready to bless us with song this morning?
Yes, I'm going to try.
Amen. Amen.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by, O Savior, O Savior, please hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art calling, Master, do not pass me by. I say, Savior, oh, my Savior, oh, do not pass me by. Oh, yes, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Praise God. I praise God for that song this morning. That was an awesome song. We're all asking Father God not to pass us by. And so we're thanking him for his faithfulness this morning. That was a beautiful song. That was one of my mother's favorite songs, Aunt Mildred. And I thank God for singing this morning. God bless you. All righty. Okay. Thank you so much. I just love that song. You know, I want to tell you a little bit about my best friend. My mother was my best friend. Even when I was not aware of it, she wanted the best for me, and she made many sacrifices for me and for her children. When I was growing up, she used to allow my friends and I to have sleepovers at our home. She cooked all kinds of good things for us to eat. My mother made wonderful brownies with nuts that she shelled herself, cookies, cakes, and pies from scratch. She used to jump rope and play checkers with me. She was also very strict. She meant what she said, and she said what she meant. When she said, don't do it, she meant it. She did not believe in sparing the rod and spoiling the child. She taught me many things, housekeeping skills, cooking skills, and keeping the yard skills. I told my mother once I was bored. She said, come on, baby, I don't want you to be bored. I thought we were that she was taking me on an outing. It was a day out, out in the yard to pull weeds, to mow the grass with the push blade lawnmower and to water the plants and the grass. We had plum trees in our yard, so she would prune the trees and prepare them to bear fruit. My mother worked hard on her job every day and came home from work and worked some more at home. She prepared me for life by the things she taught me. I learned integrity from her because she was a woman of integrity. I learned compassion from her because she was a woman of compassion. She, too, respected the elderly. She allowed me to go to the store for them for free of charge. She said, don't you take any money. She allowed me to help them do things around the house that they couldn't do anymore. She would always remind me not to take money for helping them. She taught me to share what I had with my friends. When neighbors were sick or needed help, my mother and other women in the neighborhood would cook, wash, and help them with their children. Whatever was needed, my mother and other women did it in the neighborhood. They also looked out for the children in the neighborhood. They would correct us. Parents allowed other parents to correct us. And my mother would tell us, she said, listen, if Carita's not behaving, you correct her and then let me know I'm going to correct her too, which meant that they could spank me and she was going to spank me again. So I knew to mind myself wherever I went. At an early age, she took me with her to pay the bills. She said, you will come next time to pay the bills, so I want you to learn what to do. Make sure you get my receipt. That's very, very important. Every year, my mother would visit the school and get acquainted with my teachers. She supported my teachers. Many things I remember about my mother, but one stand out. She read her Bible every day. Baby Moses. Baby Moses, come out the water, come out the water, come out the water. Baby Moses, come out the water. Let's go to the palace today. Let's go to the palace today. Baby Moses grew up in the palace, grew up in the palace, grew up in the palace. Baby Moses grew up in the palace and left for the call of God, and left for the call of God. Today our story is about two godly mothers who love their children also. The first mother was the mother of Moses. Let's take a journey to Egypt during the time when a mean, evil king whose name was Pharaoh lived. Pharaoh was very, very mean to the Israelites who were God's people. Pharaoh was so insecure, and he knew that one day an Israelite, a man-child, could take his place as king. So when the Israelite women were about to deliver, Pharaoh had instructed the midwives, the women who delivered babies, to look at the child when they delivered them. If it's a boy, he said, kill him. But if it's a girl, let him live. The midwives feared God and did not obey the king of Egypt's orders. They let the boys live, like the girls. When Pharaoh found out, he called the midwives and asked them why they did not follow his instructions to kill the baby boys of the Israelite women. So they told him that the Israelite women were so strong and had delivered the babies before they got there on their own. God was good to the midwives. As the story continued, there was a man from the Levite family who married a Levite woman. Later, the woman became pregnant and had a son. She saw how beautiful he was, and she hid him for 3 months. She did not want the mean old king Pharaoh to have her son killed. When she could no longer hide him, she put him in a basket made of a papyrus plant and coated it with tar and pitch. She put the baby in it and set it among the papyrus plants near the bank of the Nile River. The baby's sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. While Pharaoh's daughter came to the Nile to take a bath, her daughter's servants walked along the bank of the river. She saw the basket and sent slave girls to get it. Pharaoh's daughter opened the basket and looked at the baby and saw it was a boy. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. She realized he was a Hebrew child. Then the baby's sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, should she go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for her? She said yes, so the baby's mother was brought back to feed the baby. So Pharaoh's daughter told her to feed the baby, and she paid her. When the child was old enough, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. Pharaoh's daughters named him Moses, which means pulled out the water. And she said, I pulled him out of the water. Moses' mother loved him so much, in order to save his life, she gave him away. But God provided a way for her to get him back. When Pharaoh's daughter asked her to nurse him, when Pharaoh's daughter asked her to nurse him, how do you think Moses learned about God? Do you think when he was young and his mother nursed him, that she taught him about God, the one true God, the one that she served, the one and only true God? What do you think she taught him about God at such a young age? How old do you think your children have to be for you to teach them about God? Moses' mother didn't have long to teach him about God because she had to take him back to Pharaoh's daughter when he was young in order to save his life. If you remember, when Moses was a child, he was raised by Pharaoh's daughter and he learned their ways. He went to their schools. He had the best education. He was well educated. His mother instilled the love of God in him at a young age. It was so ingrained in him that when God called him, he followed God, not Pharaoh. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? I'm calling your name. I'm calling your name. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. I hear you calling my name. I hear you calling my name. Our next and last story is about Hannah, a godly mother. Her story is found in 1 Samuel. Read it to your children. It's a wonderful story, as is the story of Moses. Read the Bible stories to your children. They hear many stories, but it's good for them to hear godly stories. It is good to pray for your children. Hannah was a praying woman. She prayed out loud and silently. Hannah visited the Lord's house to pray before the Lord. She had lots to pray about. Situations in her home were making her miserable, but she mostly prayed to God that if he would give her a man-child, she would give him back to God. When we earnestly pray to God, he will hear and answer. Hannah would not give up. There is an old saying that I heard as a teenager. It's P-U-S-H, push. Pray until something happens. That's just what Hannah did. She was talked about by people in her own household. She was misunderstood, even in the temple, when she went to pray. But she was steadfast, unmovable in her prayers for a child. She longed to be a mother. She developed a very close relationship with God. She continuously went to pray to him. She cried and prayed. She cried and prayed and prayed and cried. God heard her cries and prayers the first time. His word says, "I who made the ear, shall I not hear?" Hannah was so grateful to God for giving her a baby boy, the man child she kept asking for. She named him Samuel, which means God hears. Because she said, "I asked the Lord for him," Hannah kept her promise to God. And when Samuel was weaned from the breast with milk, she took him to the temple where Eli the priest trained Samuel in the ways of God. Hannah said in 1 Samuel 1:21, "I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. In return, I'm going to give him to the Lord. He will be dedicated to the Lord for his whole life." And they worshiped the Lord there. Hannah's prayer. Hannah prayed out loud. "My heart finds joy in the Lord. My heart is lifted to the Lord. My mouth mocks my enemies. I rejoice because you saved me. There is no one holy like you, O Lord. No one holy but you, O Lord. There is a rock. There is no rock like our God." Even after Hannah left Samuel with Eli the priest, she visited him and gave him a little robe she made for him to wear, and would bring one every year when she and her husband Elkanah, Samuel's father, would go and offer annual sacrifice. Eli would bless Elkanah and Hannah and say, may the Lord give you children from this woman in place of the one which she has given to the Lord. When they would go home, then they would go home. The Lord came to Hannah. She became pregnant 5 times and had 3 sons and 2 daughters. Samuel grew up in front of the Lord. Many of us buy CDs and DVDs with Bible stories for our children or our grandchildren. They are good for children to listen to, but nothing can replace a mother or a father or a grandparent telling Bible stories or reading them to their children or grandchildren. Children love to sit on their on your lap or to be in your arms when they're listening to you read or tell them stories. Not only that, they can ask you questions that they can't ask a DVD or a CD, but they can ask you. Children are full of questions, as you know we were also. They will ask questions about the DVDs or the CDs they hear or they watch. So many things, and they need answers. That's how we all grew up and learned. We asked many questions, but people were there to give us answers. Belial is having to do with the son or daughter. Special duties for young people. Exodus 20:12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor means to show respect because of who a person is. Sometimes as children, you know, we think, well, they did this and we don't have to show respect, but God wants us to show respect for who they are. If they are a mother, our father, our pastor, our teacher, or whomever, God wants us to show respect, our grandparents or older people. Many people today think that the Bible was for people who lived long, long time ago. So they ignore the Bible and says until something, they ignore what the Bible says until something tragic happens or until they come to the point in their lives that they have no one to turn to but God. The Bible is the most important book for all people, even today's people. When you want to learn how to add, multiply, subtract, or divide, we get a math book. When we want to learn how to travel, we get a book on travel or a map. Well, trust me, we are all on a journey. We're all on a journey traveling to where we came from. We came from God. He created us in his own image. He blew the breath of life into our bodies, and we became living souls. Genesis says God created. One day we must all return to God and give an account of what we have done here on earth. There are guidelines for every generation. There are guidelines for every generation, from children to adults. Here are some of the guidelines. And they're found in the Bible, Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth you. Listen to your parents. Do what they instruct you to do so you can live long lives here on the earth. God gives us guidelines and consequences, blessings and curses. When you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, this will happen, Leviticus 19:3. Ye shall fear every man, his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Don't forget, honor your father and your mother. Proverbs 1:8. My son, my daughter, hear, listen, and do the instructions of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. Your parents have wisdom. They have been children, and now they are grown. And they have experienced some things that you may not experience, so they can help you avoid some problems when you listen to them. If you could instruct yourselves, God would not have given you parents to help you or to train you in his ways. You could grow up on your own from babies. So God knew you could not take care of yourselves, so he gave you parents. Proverbs 20:20. Whosoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. Exodus 20:17. And he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Proverbs 30:11. There is no greater generation. Proverbs 30:11. There is a generation that curses their father and do not bless their mother. Mark 7:10. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. 2 Timothy 3:2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, blasphemous, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Ephesians 6:2. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What is Father God saying to us as parents? Our children need our help to follow God's laws, guidelines. We must teach them, train them up in the ways of God. We want our children to live long lives. We must help them by teaching them what God wants them to learn to do, to learn and do. We send them to get an academic education. We must send them and teach them, educate them to God's ways, prepare them for life, for the journey they must take. Too many of our children are on the wrong path. It takes a whole village to raise one child, just to help one child. Let's do our part. Let's keep our children in prayer. Let's watch over them and help them in every way that they need it. Pray for them. Pray with them. Watch them. When you see them headed in the wrong direction, warn them. Say, baby, I love you. I want the best for you. don't do that or don't go that way. There's a better or an easier way. Teach them while they're little, while they are easier to manage. We love our children. Whether you birth them or not, or know them, they are precious to God. Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 19:14. Teach, train them to the ways of God while their hearts are tender. We love our children and want them to grow old. Parents, don't think I forgot. You are very, very important to Father God. God has special duties for you also. Families are important to God. He created families. Parental duties is to teach them, Deuteronomy 6:7, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when they sit in your house, and when you walk it by the way. Read Deuteronomy 6, and he will tell you what he's telling you to teach your children. In the way, when you lie down and when you rise up, teach your children. Deuteronomy 6:20, Deuteronomy 21:19, to train children. These are the parents' parental duties, our duties. Proverbs 22:6, train up your children in the way they should go. What is the way they should go? God's way, of course. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That's what Moses' mother did. She trained him up in God's way. That's what Samuel's mother did. She trained him up in God's ways. Isaiah 38:19, Lamentations 2:19. Parents, provide for your children. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Behold, the third time I'm ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I speak not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children, to nurture. Ephesians 6:4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. Colossians 3:21. To control, we are to control our children. 1 Timothy 3:4, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Gravity means seriousness, importantness. To love our children, that they teach the younger women to be sober, which means to use good judgment. To love your husbands, to love your children. To correct our children. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth the rod hateth his son, his daughter, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Another Bible version says, Whosoever refuses to spank his son or his daughter hates him, but whosoever loves his son or loves his daughter disciplines him at an early age while they're very young. Proverbs 19:18, chasten your son or your daughter while there is hope, and let not your soul spare for his crying or her crying. Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will surely drive it out. Father God loves families. He wants families to come to him and to learn of him, and his ways, and to obey him. He has given us as parents and entrusted us with the precious gift, our children, and they are a gift from God. Love them, train them, prepare the way for them. God is the way. Our next guests I'm looking for are three children who was on last week. Let me check to make sure they're on now. Sister Audrey, are you on with the children?
Can you hear me, Sister Gatlin?
Can
you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can hear you. But no, ma'am, they're not on. We lost one of our loved ones this morning, and we stayed at the hospital all night. We didn't get on to something to five.
Okay, I will lift you all up in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ned, husband, Diane Ned, Sister Crosby, daughter, her husband passed something to three this morning, something to five.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, Father God, we just come before your presence this morning. And we lift up Sister Ned and Sister Crosby's family, Father God. Father, nobody can comfort like you. And I ask you to comfort the family in their loss this morning, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for being a great and mighty comforter, Lord God. Father, I thank you for the help for the family, Lord God. Father, I thank you for being there for the family, supporting them, Father God, helping them in every way, Father God. Father, I thank you that you love families, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for what you're doing for that family right now, Father God. Be there with them, Father God. Walk with them. Talk with them. Be a lamp and a light to their pathway this day. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you.
Right. We have two other precious children this morning, two angels of the Lord. Jada, 7 years old, and Janai, 6 years old. They are sisters. They're from the San Francisco, California area. Are you on this morning?
Yes.
Good morning. Is this Jada?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Your sister on too?
Yes, she's here.
Okay. Is she going to sing?
Yes, she's going to sing.
Okay. Is she ready? She can sing first.
Okay. I thought you were
going to. Janai, she's 6 years young.
Yeah.
You ready, Janai?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you, Janai?
Six.
Six, okay. What are you going to sing this morning?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
What are you going to sing this morning?
She's going to sing It's All in His Hands.
Okay, all right, I'm ready. We're ready.
And it's just the whole. And it's just like the mommy and the daddy. And it's just like the mommy and the daddy. And it's just like the sister and the brother. And it's just the sister and the brother. And it's just like the whole world.
Amen. That is awesome. A six-year-old, he's got the whole world in his hands. And that is so true. Thank you, Jada, Janai. That was beautiful. All right. Jada, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, we're so glad. You know, it's six something in California, so I appreciate them getting up so early.
Yeah,
so
we got up before 6.
Huh?
And we got up before 6.
Oh, yes. I thank God for you all getting up and being on with us this morning. All right. Jada, are you ready? We're going to talk this morning about a very important subject matter. You know, children have thoughts and things that go on with them that sometimes they don't always express to us. So this morning, we're going to allow children to express some things that they have to express, some things upon their heart. So it's not personal to you, but they need to express them. They need to share what's going on. You know, a lot of times you ask your children, well, what's the matter? Nothing. But it is something. And sometimes they don't know how to express it. So we have to sometimes just kind of probe deeply or either get someone else to ask them that they can talk to express themselves. So this morning, the subject matter is for those who care about our children and those things that they go through in life. Even things that, you know, they may not have even expressed to you. Please listen with an open mind to what the children have to say this morning. And please do not take it personal, but with a caring heart. And I thank you this morning, Jada. Our topic this morning is about families and things that go on in families. So, Jada, we're listening this morning.
Yes.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Our topic is how parents' actions affect their children. So this is Jada's topic that she gave me. She's 7 years old, but what an awesome topic of wisdom. Why did you want to discuss this topic with us this morning, Jada?
Because I wanted to talk about this, don't you? I wanted to talk about this so children will not grow up and fight too. I want to put a stop to parents fighting.
Can you hear, Carissa?
I heard it, but I couldn't understand the last thing she said.
I want to put a stop to parents fighting.
She wants to put a stop to parents fighting. Okay. And how does it make you feel when parents are fighting, Jada?
I feel sad and
she feels very sad. Now, fighting sometimes means fussing. You know how I know even when I was a little girl, my parents would fuss, and I would get scared. I'd kind of hoover up and go in another room. It worried me. So I empathize with what she's going through. I hear what you're saying because it does. Everything we do affect our children, either negatively or positively. So if there are any children on this morning and you want to help Jada with this discussion, how do you feel when your parents are fussing or are not getting along? So if you want to come in on this discussion with Jada, press 1. Any children on the line? How does it make you feel when your parents are fussing or not getting along or doing different things that make you feel sad or, you know, unhappy or even not only just your parents, maybe your teachers or some of your, you know, maybe your relatives? How does it make you feel? So press 1 if you want to share in the conversation with Jada. Okay, someone press 1 right here. Hold on. All right, hold on. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Gloria Travis, 16 years old.
Okay, Gloria, did you have something you wanted to share with us about when parents do certain, like, fuss or, you know, whatever it makes you feel? What did you want to share?
I wanted to share that when parents fight and fuss, it makes me feel like when I get older, the same things that they're talking about and that they're going through, that I will react the same way, which they should try to make a different way of going about it for, like, the children's sake. And for I won't be able to have the same things and be able to argue about the same things and not know how to overcome them, like, in a different way that my parents did. It makes me really sad to know that my parents fight and fuss and argue about simple things that could be very, like, easily to talk about, but instead they argue and it just, I don't know. It makes me feel like when I get older, the men and the women of the children, like, they'll be attracted to people like their parents because they're around them, but that's in certain cases.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Gloria. Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, keep listening. All right. Yes, parents. So we're asking parents to set good examples. You know, all of us make mistakes. Parents make mistakes. They weren't born with a book that says, tell, you know, get along this way or get along that way. Now, of course, the Bible helps parents to get along. It even tells older people to help the younger people to love their children, to love their husbands, to love their wives. But sometimes, you know, we don't listen. So, parents, we're encouraging you today to listen. You know, sometimes parents, we're not even aware of what is going on with our children. So, Jada is telling us what's going on. Gloria Travis is telling us what's going on. So we're asking that you set good examples and those around you. You know, sometimes I go to church and I see a young mother doing this or that with the children. I may quietly go to them and say, baby, you know, you have two children. Treat them both the same. If one is sitting on the knee, let both of them sit on your knee or whatever it is. You know, I may say to a young mother. So we all need to help. We all need to help as adults. They need help. Parents need help. Or you may say to a father, you know, be careful that you don't make your son, you know, hard. You want him to be a man, but, you know, be careful. Hug your son, too. Spend time with your son. Spend time with your daughter. Jada, did you want to share anything else? What do you think parents can do, Jada, to help their children feel better?
I think they should stop fighting and ask the children how they feel about them fighting.
Okay, how they feel about them fighting. Yes, they may not even think about it. They're so busy pointing at each other until they're not even thinking about the children and how it affects them. All right. Any parents want to share, any adults want to share how you can help Jada and Gloria and other children who may be listening? Press 1 if you have something to share, adults.
Well, this is Valerie.
Okay.
I just think that the parents should really take in consideration the effect it has on the children, and they should make rules among themselves that whenever the children are around, they have to go in another room and close the door, that they will never fight and fuss in front of children, because it does have a harsh effect. All the children.
Yes. Thank you. Anybody else? I know there are people of wisdom on here. Anybody else want to share anything about, you know, how we can help our parents become better parents and how we can, you know, one of the ways I want to share with you, you know, we can pray with our children and shield them. Sometimes we're so busy in our own little worlds, we forget about the children. But even you can pray for children. You know, if you know that your children in your neighborhood are going through something, you can pray silently for them. You can encourage them when you see them. Say, hey, baby, come and give me a hug. How you doing today? If they're looking kind of sad, say, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? Say, you know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You can let them know it's going to be all right. Okay, there's someone, 269-760, want to share something. What's your name, caller? Hello? You're on the air, 269-760-0010. You pressed 1. Okay, maybe they'll share later, but they are on the air. Okay.
But I'd like to say, this is Aunt Mildred.
Okay.
And I'd like to say that we have to take time with our children. They deserve time. And let them express themselves. Talk to them. And let them talk to you. And tell them about the Lord, how good he is. How good he is to them. They are little children, and he loves them, and they're growing, and have them to look to the future for their lives and thank the Lord and look to the future with the Lord. So, children, obey your parents, and the Lord will bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. That's words of wisdom. That's spoken from a woman who is 100 years plus. Listen to the wisdom. I hear some in the background. It may be someone talking on a cell phone or a radio or something. Would you please turn it down for us? Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Anyone else want to share?
Do people know to press 1, Teresa?
Okay, press 1 if you want to share some wisdom, words of wisdom about families this morning, okay? Let's see, anybody else? Yeah, several people have already pressed 1, but they're kind of quiet today. Sister Sandra,
Hello.
You have anything you want to share with parents this morning or with the children?
Well, okay, to the parents. I think that sometimes we as parents, we feel that, you know, sure, we have children and they're little and we don't really owe them any explanation for anything we do as far as arguing or whatever. But I think that, and I feel in my heart that this is something that I learned, that we should not be so full of pride that we can't go back to our children, especially if we do something that hurts their feelings or and we know that we're wrong. We should go to that child and say, you know, just set them down and say, well, you know, when I did this or you know when I did that, I was wrong, and would you please forgive me for it? Because sometimes the children, they grow up and they may feel like, well, I don't have to, you know, when they have children, they may feel like, well, if my mother or father didn't do this, then I shouldn't have to do it. But we should break that cycle and say, okay, my child, if I did something with my child, my child heard arguing and stuff in the family, then I should go to my children and say, well, you know, your daddy and I, we had an argument, and but we've made up now. Everything is fine, and then if they do see the mother and father arguing or having a disagreement, then of course we shouldn't do it in front of the child. But if we do it in front of the child, we should make up in front of the child so that that child will be able to see, well, yeah, they do, you know, mother and fathers do have arguments, but they also make up because they need to see both. You know, they really don't need to see the arguing, but they need to see the making up because that's part of love. Sure, you're going to have disagreements because everybody's not going to agree with everything, but if you do happen to disagree in front of the children, then be big enough to go, you know, to make up in front of that child so they can see both because there's two sides to it. There's a making up period, and they should see that. And then as parents, we should know how to, we should learn how to control ourselves in front of our children, if possible.
Thank you, Sister Sandra. Anybody else? And then we're going to move. We're going to be moving on. We have another speaker coming on. Anybody else? Jada, did you have anything else you wanted to say, sweetie?
No.
No. Were we able to help you? Did the comments and things help you, what was said?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Gloria? Did that help you?
Gloria, did that help?
Okay, she may not be on right now. I don't.
Okay. I have one more thing to say, Carissa.
Okay.
Okay, this is Sandy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sometimes, like if the father is, you know, jumping on the mother, you know, abusing her. It's, and, you know, it's not the mother's fault. It's the father, he's just being, you know, mean or whatever. Then, you know, if the mother shouldn't say to the children, talk against the father, well, you know, your dad is is just not any good. He's just, did you see the way he hit me? He's no good, and you shouldn't love your father, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. I don't think that the parents should talk against the father. And some mothers say, well, if you lived in a house like I did, you would have to say something against that the one that their dad, the one, the way they beat me or the way they did that. But the mother does have control. She can say, she doesn't have to put the father down, because when the child gets up at a certain age, they will know that their mother loved them enough not to just bash their father. And then when they get, like I said, when they get to a certain age, they will appreciate their mother because she didn't do this. And then they will be able to see for themselves what kind of man that their father was. And I think this is really, it takes a lot of self-control of the mother to, you know, a godly mother to do that. And it just takes a lot of nerve for the mother to, and control, not to just bash the dad and just wait until the children get a certain age and they will see for themselves what kind of man he is. And pray for your dad and pray for your mother. Pray. You know, we're not too little where you can't pray. And God hears your prayers like he hears a grown person's prayer. You know, pray. If you hear them arguing, pray. And if they hear you praying, they will stop and think, well, you know, there my daughter and my son is in the room praying, and we need to get our act together. We need to get our act together because of when it comes time when you hear your child praying for you, then you know that should be a wake-up call. So children, pray out loud so they can hear you.
Amen. Thank you. Prayer is the key, yes, and God hears children's prayers, as she said. So we can pray for our father. We can pray for our mothers. And we can do it in silent, or we can do it out loud. We can even just say, God, help, and he will hear. That's a prayer. He will hear. So just be confident to know, children, that God is there for you. He knows what's going on between your mother and your father. He knows it, but sometimes he's drawing you closer in situations. God knew the mother that he gave you. He knew the father he gave you before you were born. So sometimes he's just teaching you certain things as children to come to him. He said, come to him. You can bring any concerns you have to Father God. He is your father too. Not just your mother's and your father's father, but he's your father. So we can pray to them. Now, are there any children on right now that need prayer? Any children?
Any children on yet? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Gloria needs prayer.
Where's Gloria?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, Gloria, what did you want us to pray about, sweetie?
Oh, I can have the strength to overcome all of the simple things that my flesh desires.
Strength to overcome fleshly desires, okay. Anything else?
And for I can pass the FCAT on Wednesday.
Okay, victory on the FCAT. Okay. Okay, anything else? Anybody else? Any more children on the line need prayer? Press 1 if you do. Or if you're already on. There's still that 269. Jada?
Daddy.
What'd you say?
I'm my daddy.
For your daddy, okay. All right, we're going to pray for your daddy and your mommy. How's that?
Okay.
All righty. And for your sister. Do you have a brother, Jada?
Yes, 2.
How many?
2 brothers.
Okay, we'll pray for your brothers, to your whole family. Anybody else that want prayer? Any more children want prayer this morning?
Okay, well, call and let me know what you're doing.
All right, someone's talking in the background back there to somebody else. Would you mute your phone if you're talking, please? Okay. All right, so Gloria and Jada is on. I know there are more children on also, and we're going to pray for you also. Sister Sandra, would you pray for Gloria, and I'll pray for Jada.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today for our life, our health, and our strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to wake up this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us our minds. We thank you, Lord, for giving us our hearts. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that concerns them, these children, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you for how you've blessed them to be able to share and giving them the boldness to be able to share what their heart has been feeling. And, Lord, we pray right now for Gloria. And we thank you, Lord, for how you've given her the boldness to come on the Bible Storyland talk show and to express her desires and her needs and things that are concerning her heart. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that we know that you will strengthen her over things that have been plaguing her flesh, things that sometimes their hormones are raging. And God, we pray, Lord, that you will give her the wisdom and through prayer. And sometimes you have to fast a day or a part of a day and say, I'm not going to, you know, maybe not drink a certain, you know, if you're drinking pop or something like that, a partial fast, and say, I'm not going to have any pop today, Lord. I'm not going to have anything sweet today, Lord, because I'm giving that to you. I'm not going to have that, so that my prayer, you know, so through my fasting and through my, so you'll know that I'm serious about what I'm praying for. And Lord, we just thank you for the strength that you are going to give her over her flesh, and we thank you for her just not just leaving it into your hands, but her doing what she needs to do too, not putting herself in certain situations that will cause her flesh to rise up and certain people to be around, not to be around certain people, not to go too far as being with certain people. And we just ask you, Lord, to give her wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom. God, you are a God that will give wisdom to the young as well as wisdom to the old. And we pray, Lord, that you will allow her to recognize where and what you have. You've given her you've opened up her understanding to where she's weak. And the Bible says when we are weak, you will give us strength. And we thank you, Lord, for how she's depending on you, Lord, how you are drawing her unto you for answers. And, Lord, we pray for her family, and we thank you, Lord, for how she wants problems to be solved in her home in a better way. And we thank you for that wisdom and the way she described it, how, you know, it can be done a different way. And we thank you, Lord, for how she can start praying right now in her family situation that you will give her that insight, continue to give her insight in better ways how to handle certain situations. And we just thank you in advance, because we know that you are going to answer her prayers, and that you've already answered the prayers that she has down on the inside of her heart. And we just thank you, Lord, for Gloria. Keep your hands upon her, and we ask you, Lord, to just cover her, Lord, with your love. Cover her. Cover every child that even haven't raised their hand to say something on the program. We pray that you cover each child, Lord, with your love. In Jesus' name.
And, Father, we continually bless you. We continually honor you. I thank you, Father, for being in Gloria's home and Jada's home and everybody who's on the Bible Storyland this morning and all of our homes. And, Father, we lift up the children all over the world. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, to help every child who's taken the FCAT to have victory in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for mothers and fathers spending time with the children in their academics as well as their biblical studies, Father God, because, Father, I remember that Daniel was 10 times smarter than all of his friends, and we decree and declare that the children today are 10 times smarter than their friends, and they have victory over the FCAT, just like David had victory over a lion, a bear, and a giant. And so, Father, we thank you that the FCAT, Father God, is no big thing to children anymore, that they have studied and been prepared, and, Father God, that their parents will help them daily to study your word, because that's where the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your ways come. That's where wisdom is going to come from that will help them on the FCAT. And, Father, even if they just read The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want daily, the 23rd Psalm, Father God, I thank you for that. And, Father, I lift up Jada and her family, her dad and her mom, her sister and her brothers, Father God. And I thank you for hoovering over her. I thank you for a hedge of protection around her and around her family and every child in the United States and every child in the world. Father, we ask you to reach out and touch. They're crying inside. Even when there are no tears shed, many children are crying inside. So we're asking you today to touch them in a special way. We're asking you to keep that hedge of protection around them. Notify their parents, Father God. Tell the parents, Father God, what's happening with the children, Lord God, so that they will pay attention. Father, we already know that you gave them those precious gifts. So, Father God, help them to value the precious gifts, the children that you gave them. I ask you, Father, to remove all strife, all jealousy, all envy, malice, and replace it, Father God, with your love in the home, Father God. Let there be joy, all the fruit of the Spirit, peace, love, thanksgiving in the home for each other, Father God. Let there be peace, be Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker in every home, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for the children bending the knee and praying for their parents daily in the mornings when they get up, and at night when they go to bed. And, Father, as they go on the way to school, that they would pray for themselves, pray for their families, Father God. And, Father, I thank you that you have not forgotten what the children are asking you for. You said, you who made the ear, shall you not hear? You who made the eye, shall you not see? So I thank you that you see, that you know all. And, Father, we thank you for making corrections where there needs to be corrections made. And we thank you for the love for the children. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And, Father, we ask you to continually bless all children, especially those on the air this morning and their families. Reach out and touch them. As the song says, reach out and touch. So reach out and touch our children, Father God. We thank you for walking with the children and their families, talking with them, being a lamp and a light to their pathway daily. And, Father, as they study your word, as the children read the word, Father God, instill in them the strength that they need to go through what they're going through, Father God, just like you enabled us as adults to go through as a child different things in our home. But you gave us victory, Father God, to make it through adulthood, to make it to be seniors. And I thank you for leading our children. Help us to be better examples as parents, Father God. As adults, help us to be better examples. Help us to reach out to neighborhood children to do things for the parents. When we see the parents are stressed out, to help them, Father God, to reach out to help them. In the name of Jesus, amen. This morning, we have another speaker this morning. Her name is Valerie Bocard. She's from San Francisco, California. She is the founder and CEO of Powerful Women International. She's going to share with us this morning about her business, Powerful Women International. Good morning, Ms. Bocard. We're glad to have you on.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really great. It's been a great show.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you. Are you ready to share with us this morning?
Sure, I am. Is there any particular topic, or what do you want me to say?
Well, you were going to share about your business.
Okay, sure. So I started Powerful Women International after losing everything I had in Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. I moved to San Francisco and worked for a company called Landmark Education for 5 or 6 months. However, it wasn't what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And I really love the company. I encourage it for everyone. I wanted to see what was next for me. I didn't want to get stuck just making money. So with that in mind, I took off a month, and I visited family and friends that were all over the United States, displaced from Katrina. I came back and wondered what was next for me. And I pray a lot. I talk to God all day. And as I pray, all I kept hearing was have women not be stopped by circumstances to use the natural gifts that I have given them. So what I believe that we are all here for a purpose, whether that is the gift of writing, the gift of hosting your own radio show, of singing, and, you know, starting an organization or starting your own company or being a nurse or a doctor or an attorney. But we all have a different purpose. And when we start gravitating to that and using the talents that we have, then God will do the rest. And it's very fulfilling, and it's completing the purpose for which we're here for. So with that in mind, I did one event just to test it to see how it would go, and the women were saying, well, we have to do this every month. So what I did is I got successful women who had accomplished things, and what they did is share their victory stories, all the things they went through. So someone in the audience would say, wow, well, I just went through a divorce, or I just lost my job, or, you know, things like that. And they hear these women and their stories and what they went through, and it was very inspiring.
So after the first event and hearing women wanted to do it every month, it was just me by myself in the beginning, so I set it up for every quarter. And through talking to someone in Houston, they say, you know, the women out here really need something like that. So we set it up in Houston, and then it was New York, and then it was Nairobi, Kenya in Africa. I went to 4 countries in Africa last year. We did a worldwide conference in Paris, France, last May, and we did a roundtable discussion, international roundtable discussion for women for 2 years in New Orleans, and then last year we did an international conference in New Orleans. This year we're doing another international conference in New Orleans, November the 2nd through the 5th. And right now we're connected to about 30 cities around the world and steadily getting women who are hearing about Powerful Women International interested. Last week I had 2 women who had heard about me that was visiting the United States going to Los Angeles. So they stopped in San Francisco to talk to me to see what we could do together, and they were from Greece. So I've met with them twice, and it's just been miraculous. Yesterday I got an email from someone who lives in Vietnam who wants to see how she could start a chapter there. She's originally from Australia. And it's just been empowering and watching women really grow and do the things that God has called them to do and do it freely and boldly. I had one lady, for an example, who we share, what is your dream, what do you want to do? She's one of the team members for Powerful Women International. And I said, Kathy, what is your dream? And she said, you know, I'm going to have to find another dream. Because as a child, I wanted to be an astronaut, and now I'm in my 40s, so that can't happen. I didn't take the right step. And I say, Kathy, you know, if God gave you that vision as a child, it's still available to you. What could you do to make that happen? Because what I thought about is when God gives his promise, he keeps it. And I remember the story of Sarah, and God promised her a child, and she didn't have a child until she was in her 90s. So I told Kathy, I said, what could you do, Kathy? God wants you to be bold. So she had the opportunity to meet with Buzz Aldrin, who is the second man who put foot on the moon. She listened to him speak. She wrote a letter, gave it to his production team to get to him, and asked if he would meet her after he finished speaking, and he did. And she said, I would love you to be my mentor. I want to be an astronaut. And he said, you know, that's so ironic, Kathy. Right now, we're looking for women to go to the moon. Kathy, she got into a training, and about 9 months ago, she received her first astronaut pin. And then she went to a training last month in March to actually go to the moon. So she's going to be in training for a while, but our first training to do that was last month. So I believe all things are possible. Women are coming to Powerful Women International. They're becoming members or friends of Powerful Women International, and they are getting their life. They're getting that anything is possible. They're listening to some of the most powerful speakers in the world. Sorry, get a little chill.
Are you okay, Valerie?
Yes.
You want to go and get some water, Valerie?
Yeah, I'm going to get. I'm sorry, I get a little choky.
No, that's okay. Go. You want to go get some water?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you so much.
All right, she's talking about Powerful Women International, and she has people, women from all over the world, United States, all over the United States, and Kenya, all over, outside the United States and abroad, Kenya, Vietnam, France, Greece, different places, and she has conferences going on in different places around the world. So women, we encourage you to call her. She'll leave her number or her website where she can be reached. So call her and speak with her about your dream, you know, the purpose of the dream that God put within you and how you can further that. So
I know I'm bad, Caritha. I know that a lot of women have a lot of fear and stepping out. Like, they'll keep hearing you to write a book. And they're, you know, don't know the resources. And one of the things that we provide is the resources on how to write your book, how to start your business, where to start it. We have all kind of coaches and people with expertise to help women do the things that's calling to their hearts to do. And so many times people are on a job just to make money. Sorry, catching a bit cold.
Valerie, we're not going to have you keep straining your voice. You want to go ahead and give your website?
Yes.
Where people can reach you and your phone number.
Okay, the website is www.powerfulwomenintl.com. And again, it's www.powerfulwomenintl.com.
Okay.
Phone number is 415-503-1184.
Okay, it's www.powerfulwomenintl.com, intl.com. And the phone number for Powerful Women International is 415-503-1184. So contact Valerie for further information. And we appreciate you, Valerie. You have to come back on again and share more with us. So hang on. We have one more guest, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. Jackie, are you still on? Okay, maybe she's off. Hold on. Let me see if I... Jackie, if you're on, press 1. Okay. Okay, Jackie. Oh, okay, I see where you are. Hold on. Jackie. Ah. Jackie, you're on 343-4450. Is that your number? But I can't hear you. Maybe you press mute on your phone. Unmute your phone, Jackie, because you're already on the air.
Okay.
Yeah, you're there.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear myself also. We've been looking the whole thing. The devil didn't want her to give her website.
Yeah, but that's okay. She gave it.
She sure did. I said, Lord, look at the devil trying to mess with her, trying to give her website for some women so they can get enlightened on some things. And he
right, but God is more powerful than the devil, so we're giving God the credit. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God is the one who is in control of this radio show. So we ain't even mentioning that other creature. We just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord. You are the king. You are the king. So we just are happy that she came on. She's going to come on again. But I thank God for Powerful Women International and those of you who spoke. And Sister Jackie is a great gospel singer.
So she's going to sing. Is your daughter going to sing with you this morning?
She's going to sing with me. That's why I'm staying here today, because I don't know what's wrong. My voice is getting hoarse.
That's okay. It's going to be fine. We're ready for you all to sing. Hallelujah.
Okay, we're ready to start.
Ready.
Something got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I said something got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Well,
I was at a revival on a morning bench. Sin had me filled with misery. Yeah, something hit me on the top of my head, and it ran down to my feet.
Well, something I got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I said something I got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. And something I got a hold of me. Well, I was at a revival on a morning bench, and sin had me filled with misery. And the same God that touched my mother one day, he laid his hands on me. Well, something I got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I said something.
Something
got a hold
of me.
Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Well, it was the
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost. Yeah, 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 yeah. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me.
Amen. Woo! That was awesome. Mother and daughter, family day. Praise
yeah,
the
I
Lord. So I
that's
thank
why
God.
That's why I had her sing with me today.
Huh?
That's why I had her sing with me today. Family day.
Amen. Is that
yes.
Gloria?
That's Gloria.
Gloria, we thank God for you. She's a young woman. How old is she, 15 or 16?
16 going on 17.
She's got a powerful voice like her mother. I thank God
yeah.
for each of you this morning that were on Bible Storyland. Oh, my goodness. It was such an awesome, awesome day with the children. I just bless each of you for being on Bible Storyland today and each week. We went over this morning, but I thank God I added a little bit more time so that you know, if the children needed to continually talk, then they could share. And, you know, we value our children. They're important. Weekly we pray for the children. So I just pray God's blessings upon each and every family member. I thank each of you for being on. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week. Anybody else want to say anything this morning? Anybody else have anything they want to share this morning? Let's see.
That's okay, correct.
504. 267 wants to share this morning. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Carissa.
Hey, Linda, how are you this morning?
Doing fine. I say that a family that prays together stays together. Remember
Amen.
That. Young?
Thank you for sharing that, Linda, from New Orleans.
Yeah.
God bless you, my sister.
All right.
My friend. Okay, someone else at 269-385 want to share something. Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning. My name is Emily, and I'm calling from Kalamazoo. And this is the first time I've listened to your show, and it is beautiful. prayer is always in order. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. And it is very encouraging to have heard this on today. And I'll be listening again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Emily, and God bless you. I used to live in Kalamazoo. I'm going to send y'all some warm weather. Thank you so much, Emily. God bless you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know Martha's on here somewhere. She's kind of quiet today. She was on. I don't know. Martha, you still on? Okay. Anyway, God bless you, Martha Gonda and your family. We love all of you that are on. Anybody else want to say anything this morning? Press 1, or if you're already on, you can say something. Or hello. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So it looks like we're all complete. Sandra, you want to close us out in prayer?
Call Sharon back because I'm on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Sandra, you want to close us out in prayer?
Yes, yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We just praise your great name for what you've done today. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for how you heard each one of our prayers, how you're answering them according to your will. We thank you, Lord, for all the great, witty ideas and good inventions that you've given Sister Carissa, oh, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for each participation of the people that have come on to the show, especially the children, oh, God. You've heard their hearts cry, and even the ones that didn't press 1, Lord, we just pray for them. Oh, God, we just thank you for all things, Lord, and we just continue to plant that Sister Carissa with the Bible story land. We'll continue to plant those seeds that the children will be able, Lord, to receive them in their hearts, that it will grow and bring forth great fruit for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 God loves you and so do I. Remember, God loves you and so do I. Be blessed. And have a great week. Look forward to speaking with you next week, talking with you on Bible Storyland. So anybody else have anything want to share with us this morning before we hang up? We got a few more minutes.
Carissa,
anybody else?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Valerie. I just wanted to invite all of the ladies to our International Conference in New Orleans, November the 2nd through the 3rd. And you can find the information on the website.
Oh, okay. It's the 3rd or the 5th?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. November the 3rd through the 5th. You're correct.
The 3rd through the 5th, because you said the 2nd through the 5th earlier.
Okay, yeah, it is the 3rd through the 5th. I apologize for that.
Okay, November 3rd through the 5th in New Orleans. Now, how can women, do you have a conference call weekly or something?
We have a teleconference every Monday. It's a teleconference where we have an expert in her area that facilitates the call on various topics, how to write your book, social media, finances.
Okay, how do we get on there?
You can go to the website and register. It is free for members, and it's $18.95 for a conference for people who are not members of Powerful Women International.
Okay, so you can register on your website?
Yes.
Okay. All right, they're letting me know that we have about another minute on here, so we're going to be hanging up soon. Anything else, anybody?
God bless you, Sister Gallen, and the radio station.
Thank you, Sister Bye. Audrey, and God bless you and comfort you and your family.
Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Carissa. Thank you.
Who's this?
Jackie.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. You're kind of far away from the phone, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I have it on.
Okay, I thank God for Gloria, your daughter, and Precious Angel.
Yes,
Yes, I thank God, too. Thanks for having us on your show.
Yes, we look forward to you being on weekly.
Oh, yeah, every Saturday.
Let Gloria know in 2 weeks we have Children's Day.
Okay.
Come on.
I'll have her little friends. I'm going to get her little friends on.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So I love each of you. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your love. And I'll talk to you soon. I love my family. Let's see, looks like somebody else is press one here. All righty. Anybody else have anything they want to say? All right. So I love you. Everybody can hang up now if you choose to, or if you want to just hang on. But thank God for you. Have a blessed day, everybody. Hey, Grace, I know my sister's still on. You can hang up whenever you want, Grace. Hey, Grace.
Hey, Carita. I love you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Just me and you on the air now.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. Everybody
yes,
else is gone,
thank God for you.
What's that?
I said, I thank God for you.
I thank God for you.
Love you, and I'm going to call you back in a few minutes.
Okay, love you too.
Love you. Bye-bye.